That's not right.
Nah, true. Probably 30,000 in a nice sheltered spot like this.
But these are... That's my...
Of course, when I say 30,000 years, said the kangaroo, I mean it depends how you look at it. Even them hand paintings on the top there have been 5,000 years, see? And those faint ones, oh yeah, got to be pretty old, tens of thousands of years, except...
Except what?
They weren't here last week, mate.
You're saying they've been here for ages, but not for very long.
See, I knew you was clever.
And now you're going to tell me what the hell you're talking about?
Right.
Excuse me. I'll just find something to eat. Rincewind lifted up a rock. There were a couple of jam sandwiches underneath.
The wizards were civilized men of considerable education and culture. When faced with being inadvertently marooned on a desert island, they understood immediately that the first thing to do was place the blame.
It really was very clear, shouted Ridcully, waving his hand frantically in the air at the place where the window had been. And I put a sign on it.
Yes, but you've got a do not disturb sign nailed to your study door, said the senior wrangler, and you still expect Mrs. Whitlow to bring you your tea in the mornings.
"Gentlemen, please," said Ponder Stibbons. "We've got to sort some things out right now."
"Yes, indeed," roared the Dean. "And it was his fault. The sign wasn't large enough."
"I mean, we have to—"
"There are ladies present," snapped the senior wrangler.
"Lady,"
Mrs. Whitlow uttered the word carefully and with deliberation, like a gambler putting down a winning hand. She stood primly watching them. Her expression said, I'm not worried, because with all these wizards around, nothing bad can happen. The wizards adjusted their attitudes.
I do apologise if I've done something wrong, she said.
Oh, no, not wrong, said Ridcully quickly. Not exactly wrong as such.
Anyone could have done it, said the senior wrangler. I could hardly read the lettering myself.
And taking the broad view, it's certainly better to be stuck out here in the fresh air and sunshine than in that stuffy study, Ridcully went on.
That's quite a broad view, sir, said Ponder doubtfully.
And we'll be back home in two shakes of a lamb's tail, said Ridcully, beaming.
Unfortunately, this doesn't look a very agricultural sort of...
Ponder began.
Figure of speech, Mr. Stibbons. Figure of speech.
The sun's going down, sir, Ponder persisted, which means it'll be night time soon.
Ridcully looked nervously at Mrs. Whitlow and then at the sun.
Is there a problem? Said Mrs. Whitlow.
Oh, good heavens, no, said Ridcully hastily.
I noticed the little hole in the wall doesn't seem to have come back, said Mrs. Whitlow.
It's a little prank, is it? The housekeeper went on. I'm sure you gentlemen will have your fun and no mistake.
Yes, that's... But I should be grateful if you would send me back now, Arch-Chancellor. We're doing the laundry this afternoon and I'm afraid we're having a lot of trouble with the Dean's sheets.
The Dean suddenly knew how a mosquito feels in the beam of a searchlight.
We'll sort this out directly. Never fear, Mrs. Whitlow, said Ridcully, not taking his eyes off the wretched Dean. In the meantime, why don't you take a seat and enjoy the rather wonderful sheets? I mean, sunshine.
There was a clack as the deck chair folded itself up. Then it sneezed.
Ah, back with us again, librarian, Ridcully went on, as the orangutan sprawled in the sand. Help him up, please, Mr. Stibbons.
A word to the rest of you, please, if you'll excuse us a moment. Mrs. Whitlow, faculty meeting.
The wizards went into a huddle.
It was tomato sauce, all right, said the Dean hurriedly. I just happened to be having a snack in bed, and you know how that stuff stains.
I'm sure we're not at all interested in the state of your sheets, Dean, said Ridcully.
No, indeed, said the senior wrangler brightly.
Not us, said the lecturer in recent runes, slapping the Dean on the back.
We have to get back, said Ridcully. We can't spend the night alone with Mrs. Whitlow. It wouldn't be decent.
I don't see why anyone should make a fuss about a bit of tomato sauce. I at least cleaned all the beans off.
Well, we're not actually alone, are we? Not as such, said the lecturer in recent runes. I mean, there's seven of us, not including the librarian.
Yes, but we're all alone together, said Ridcully urgently. There could be talk.